in Montreal.
Time of the week for your community calendar with Danny Gold here on CGLO 1690 AM for the week of October 21st to October 27th, and it begins now. Hey, I mentioned it last week, but in case you missed it, come check out Halloween MTL, Montreal's newest free Halloween festival. Celebrate all things spooky and fantastical at this festival at the end of October in Montreal. There will be a wide range of activities related to film, comedy, dance, and history and literature, as well as a collector's market. Taking place downtown, it started last Friday, October 18th, and is once again running till the 31st on Halloween. This event will be taking place at 150 Rue St. Catherine West and starts around 6 p.m. Once again, come in and join in the Halloween festivities from now until the end of the month at 150 Rue St. Catherine downtown. If you're sad about missing the therapy dogs last week, don't worry, they're coming back again this week. And that's right, for those that missed me mentioning it last week, every year the Blue Ribbon Therapy Dogs come to various Concordia atriums downtown to help everyone with a little de-stressor. This week, Thursday the 24th, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. in the same room, GM 300.22, be sure to stop by and get your second chance at some love and de-stressing. Once again, it's this Thursday the 24th, from 12 a.m. to 2 p.m. in GM 300.22 downtown. And don't worry, this won't be the last event that they're coming this year, so I'll be sure to keep you guys on top of them all. For the third event this week, instead of a concert, I have a film festival that's being thrown on our very own Concordia campus. Starting October 25th through November 4th, the South Asian Film Festival is being held at Concordia's very own Jia De Sav Cinema in the library building downtown. The event's website says, South Asian Film Festival of Montreal is the only one of its kind in the great city of Montreal, and is committed to showcasing new artistic work that fosters discussion and explores the world we inhabit. This festival hopes to be a platform for filmmakers worldwide whose films have a focus on South Asia and its diaspora. Once again, the event starts on October 25th in the LB building downtown. Well, there you have it, folks. We got a bit of a lull here at the end of October where we got a couple of the same events going on, but there's still some really cool ones you should check out. So this has been your community calendar with Danny Gold for the week of October 21st to October 27th on CJLO 1690 AM. Now back to your regular scheduled programming.
Yes, it's time for 2010s in the AM. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. I am your host today, Francella. We're going to be celebrating the year 2011 in this episode of 2010s in the AM. Lots of great music this year from Canadian artists, from Montreal artists, and from artists all over the world. So we're going to get started as soon as we can here. Very important year in terms of collaborations. You know, there was that Jay-Z album with Kanye West, Watch the Throne. In terms of death, I mean, the only thing I can think of in terms of death in 2011, Nate Dogg passed away. But I think the classical world suffered a huge blow because I know a lot of composers and people in the classical music world passed away in 2011. But we will be commemorating all of that today in the episode. We're going to start with Timber Tambor with Creep On, Creeping On. This album was released in 2011.
From your chair, my narrative deny is your dickless cousin, brother, father, pet, friend, husband, or wife. A lavender scent, a born orchard of hearts seems to surround you as you stare. Each gift horse straight in the mouth, stare my arrow down. I was invited, I was called out to watch you frolic and dance. Oh, I bury my head in my hands, I bury my heart there in the sand. I was cut, blood cured in charm. I was ferociously put upon until it was clear. Fashion at keep on, I'll just creep on, creep it on. Yes, I will, I'll not keep on, I'll just creep on.
Thank you.
take your bed and move her hair onto my chest, exposing her neck, and I tear through a twin to my arms, and my stomach dropped as you shifted me off to stop the ectoplasm coil like a hovering halo of smoke. And our beloved invention is conjured each night in your throat. Oh, I buried my head in my hands, I buried my heart there in the sand. Was cut like you're enchanted. I was ferociously put upon until it was clear I should not keep on. I'll just creep on, creeping on. Yes, I will. I'll not keep on. I'll just creep on, creeping on. Or do I try one more time? No, I'll not keep on. I'll just creep on.
On CJLO 1690 AM with Creep On Creeping On. That was from 2011. Up next here we have the Pack AD off of their album Unpersons. This song is called Sirens. Like I said, a very interesting year for collaborations. And right now we're going to Rich O'Coin. And we will go to the Pack AD a little bit later. But this is right now Rich O'Coin. It's live radio. A little unexpected, but Rich O'Coin released an album, or an EP, I should say, in 2011 with We're All Dying to Live, which kind of cemented his status as a very interesting live performer that participates very heartily with the crowd and setting the stone for a very important career, especially in the East Coast. Rich O'Coin on 2010s of the AM, Pack AD right after.
Down.
Richo Coin on CJLO 1690 AM. So as promised, here's the Packet D with Sirens off of their 2011 album, Unpersons. That Richo Coin song we heard, it probably one of his most famous. I don't know why this Packet D song is not working, but live radio at its finest, folks. We're going to try something with Handsome Furs. Handsome Furs released their probably the most acclaimed album to date, Sound Capital, in 2011. Shortlisted for the Polaris Music Prize, a project of Dan Buckner and his wife Alexi at the time. After this album, they kind of split up, both in their relationship and with the band, but only recently now has Dan, with Operators, started to play Handsome Furs songs, which, you know, has some mixed reviews. But this song right now, Serve the People. Maybe we'll get to the Packet D, maybe we won't. Only time will tell. You're listening to 2010s in the AM. I'm Princella Fialos. Handsome Furs. First collaboration between Dan Buckner and Alexi Perry back when they were married. Sound Capital, probably their most acclaimed album to date, released in 2011, and that's the year we're celebrating today on 2010s in the AM. We also heard from Richo Coin. The song was called It off of his EP released in 2011 named We're All Dying to Live. And we heard from Timber Tamer, Creep On Creepin' On, also released in 2011. We have more great music from 2011 all up ahead on this episode of 2010s in the AM from Destroyer, Dog Day, Wild Flag, Bon Iver, and much more after these messages.
Hey kids, you like heavy and hard music? Want to be part of a morbid seance? You might just want to take a listen to the kind words of Hunter, our Lord and Savior.
To find the way to the gateway to the underground, first you must listen to the Iron Club. Tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. on CGLO 1690 AM.
Welcome to the ritual.
Brewtopia is the premier brew pub in downtown Montreal, located on Crescent Street. A proud locally owned business sourcing ingredients from local Quebec farms. The city's longest running open mic every Sunday night and trivia every Monday night. There's always something happening at Brewtopia Brew Pub. Visit brewtopia.net for more information. Brewtopia Brew Pub, brewing the flavors of fall.
This is Fucked Up on CJLO 1690 AM. The song's called Serve Me Right off of David Comes to Life. All of the Fucked Up albums are really good. This one is very interesting to me. A big fan of the last album that came out in 2018 called Dose Your Dreams. As you can see, Fucked Up has a very storied career in this decade. Serve Me Right by Fucked Up on CJLO 1690 AM. Right by Fucked Up, David Comes to Life, released in 2011. Another great, important Canadian record that came out in 2011. Kaput by Destroyer. Destroyer in the news this week, released a new song, announced a new album. Gonna be in Montreal soon, touring with Napis. Really excited for that show. This song is called Chinatown by Destroyer, 2010s in the AM.
Someone said it before, I don't care, I can't walk away, I can't walk away in Chinatown. The wind and the rain do your detriment. You try to explain a government swallowed up in the squall. I can't walk away at all. Somebody said it before, I know you and I know the score. I can't walk away, you can't walk away. 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 I can't walk away.
JLo 1690 AM, that song is Chinatown off of the 2011 album Kaput, and that is the year we are celebrating today. We're going to hear one last song from this first segment, I think, is like college radio classics. This is Nothing to Do by Dog Day, legendary band from the East Coast, released 2011, Deformer. Nothing to Do by Dog Day on CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you.
Dog Day with Nothing to Do off of the 2011 album Destroyer we heard before that with Chinatown off of Kaput 2011. Nancy Ulrich, a drumming icon. Speaking of drumming icons, Janet Weiss, drums on Wild Flag. This album, this song, gives me a lot of life. Romance by Wild Flag on 2010s on the AM. That is one of my favorite songs of 2011, by far. That is Romance by Wild Flag, the supergroup consisting of members of Sleater-Kinney and Mary Tremoni. And we're getting into the biggies right now. So this is right here. This is Bon Iver with Calgary. The second Bon Iver record, the eponymous record, Bon Iver record, was number one in Pitchfork's list of the best albums in 2011. So we're getting to some big ones here. Calgary by Bon Iver.
Your breath, you won the race. I was only for your face. teach your buddies how to cross. I was only trying to spell loves.
Bon Iver with Calgary on CJLO 1690 AM. Coming off a slew of high-profile collaborations, Bon Iver made this record. He was on Kanye record in 2010, of course. Also on Watch the Throne, which came out in 2011. This right now is Girls with Honey Bunny. Kind of started this whole Brooklyn sound that really dominated the decade. This is probably one of my favorite girls' songs. This is Honey Bunny on 2010s in the AM. I'm your host, Francella. Girls, right now.
I'm gonna get you, honey. I know you're
Okay, time for the token pop song. I'm going to go with this classic. You probably know what I'm going to play. It's Adele, Rolling in the Deep. 21 came out in 2011.
See you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. The scars.
I'm not gonna lie, I was vibing to that really hard. That you have to play that song. It's the token pop song of the episode. Rolling in the Deep by Adele. 21 came out in 2011, and she was on XL at that time, so a little bit of indie cred. Speaking of indie cred, this is Toon Yard's Business. Who Kill topped many best of lists in 2011. I remember this was the start of seeing articles like, the best music of the year is being made by women. And I was really blown away by this record. Meryl Garbus, A Visionary. Business by Toon Yards. 2010s on the AM.
Get up, stand up, get up, stand up, get on it. Get down, no longer who you thought this one would be. Yeah, and up here on the mountain that I climbed to lose you. tell me, but all my wisdom he parted. But
Yards on CJLO 1690 AM. That song is called Business off of the 2011 album Who Kill, and that is the year we are celebrating today. We heard from Adele, that's the token pop song of the week, Rolling in the Deep, Girls, Honey Bunny, Bon Iver, Calgary, Wild Flag, Romance, and a lot of college radio classics. That Who Kill record featured in a list in an article written by Stephen Hayden this past week about the most memory hold albums. So albums that came out were a big deal in its time, but then people just forgot about it. And that's a big shame about Who Kill, because I remember really enjoying this record, and I think it holds up still. Very innovative, very emotionally moving to me. We have a few more songs. We're going to do our Montreal segment, some important Montreal albums came out in 2011, and probably going to play my pick for the best album of this year, and probably my favorite album of the decade, all up ahead.
Gothic Runoff is a genre explorational show examining what the term goth really means and how it relates to popular internet subculture. Half ironic, half serious, full spooky. Every Tuesday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Founded in 2002, the Concordia Community Solidarity Co-op Bookstore is pleased to offer a not-for-profit alternative to corporate bookstores in Montreal. We are conveniently located right on Concordia's downtown campus at 2150 Bishop Street, opposite the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts. Offering both new and used books in addition to a wide variety of artisan items, we also boast the largest selection of sex and gender studies titles anywhere in Montreal. Come check us out to learn more.
Thank you.
Braids on CJLO 1690 AM. We heard from Braids. That is Native Speaker, the album, song, Plathheart. This is Duchess Says Right Now with Narcisse. The album In a Fung Day Tea came out in 2011. We have more great Montreal artists all up ahead. You're listening to 2010s in the AM. I'm your host, Francella. Narcisse by Duchess Says. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM In a Fung Day Tea that was released in 2011. Another album that was released in 2011 from Montreal. This is Curie Pirate with Les Petites Mares, the album Blonde. 2011, that's what we're celebrating today on 2010s in the AM. Keep it locked on CJLO.
Le temps d'un souffle coupé vers un soir tardif d'été. Les anges partir avant et leur visage taché de blanc. Je crois qu'il est trop tard pour t'avouer que j'ai mal à mon cœur mourant et mes souvenirs tachés de blanc. Si l'on me perd, sache que je serai la tienne. Et au creux de ses bras, la mort nous bercera. Car si
Kith Pirat on CJLO 1690 AM. That song is called La Petite Mare off of the 2011 album Blonde. Coming up next, we have the last track and my pick for the best album of 2011 and probably my pick for the best album of the decade, if I'm going to be real honest with you. This is Metals by Feist, A Commotion. This is the song we're listening to. This won the 2012 Polaris Music Prize, making Feist the first female artist to win. Look, I love this record. I think it's a perfect record. That's my opinion, and I live with that. So thank you for joining me on this episode celebrating 2011 on 2010s on the AM, A Commotion by Feist.